Okay. Even for things we love, we shouldn't clap, Joe, but I can't blame you much. Okay, let's move, please, to our consent calendar. We have a request to pull 994. I think that's the only consent item anyone's requested to remove, right? So let's take a vote. Excuse me, vote, please, on the balance of the consent calendar.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Pritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye.
Mayor, in terms of managing our calendar, I will be on the regular agenda pulling back 1004 and 1005 to my office.
Okay.
In case anyone's here to testify on those.
All right. Thank you for letting people know. So those will be, when we get to those items, they'll be returning to Commissioner Fish's office until further notice. excuse me. Okay. Let's move on, please, to item 993. I think Javier Mena is here.
Yeah,
I hope
sir.
So.
Yes,
sir.
993. Proclaim September 15 to October 15, 2015, to be Hispanic Heritage Month in Portland.
Javier, do you have the copy of the proclamation?
Carrying it.
Okay, good. Well, I want to welcome everyone here to talk about this today, particularly Javier, who's going to read the Spanish version of this proclamation.
Actually, I apologize. Catalina is going to be reading the Spanish,
okay.
And
right,
I'll just be making some few remarks.
Okay. Thank you. Well, why don't I start and read the English version, then the Spanish, and then we'll turn it over to you. Whereas the Hispanic heritage of the United States extends historically over five centuries and has been a consistent and vital influence in our country's growth and prosperity, and whereas the definition of Hispanic is tied to national origin or Spanish culture, regardless of race, Hispanics represent people with origins from 24 different countries, including the United States, Mexico, Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, Cuba, Guatemala, Belize, El Salvador, Costa Rica, Honduras, Nicaragua, Panama, Colombia, Peru, Ecuador, Paraguay, Uruguay, Brazil, Venezuela, Argentina, Bolivia, Chile, and Spain. They reflect an array of distinct and vibrant cultures that have enriched our community in valuable ways. And whereas Hispanics continue to be the fastest growing population in Oregon and represent 12.3% of the state's population, in Portland, there are over 60,974 people of Hispanic descent, making up 10% of our city's population. While Portland's overall population grew in 2013 by 1.2%, the rate of growth for the city's Hispanic population for the same year was 6.9%. And whereas Hispanics have supported Portland's economy with a myriad of contributions in the fields of commerce, science, technology, public service, health, and more, today, their purchasing power in Portland is nearly $4 billion and continues to grow. Whereas Portland recognizes the many organizations, institutions, and people helping Hispanics overcome disparities, such as poor health outcomes, low educational attainment, to ensure that they remain a thriving community. And whereas Hispanics make up 3% of the city of Portland's governmental workforce, to attract more Hispanics to city jobs and to support them throughout their careers with the city, the Unidos Latinos Americanos, or ULA, City Employee Affinity Group has recently been established. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim September 15th to October 15th, 2015, to be Hispanic Heritage Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this month. So if you'd like to read it again, please, in Spanish.
Thank you, Mayor Hales and Commissioners. My name is Carolina Ireta Gonzalez, and I work with the Bureau of Transportation, and I'll be reading the proclamation in Spanish. Dado que la herencia hispana en los Estados Unidos se extiende históricamente más de cinco siglos y ha sido una influencia constante y vital en el crecimiento y prosperidad de nuestro país. Dado que la definición de hispano está ligada al origen nacional o la cultura con influencia española, sin importar cuál sea la raza. Los hispanos representan más de 24 diferentes países de origen, incluyendo los Estados Unidos, México, Puerto Rico, República Dominicana, Cuba, Guatemala, Belice, El Salvador, Costa Rica, Honduras, Nicaragua, Panamá, Colombia, Perú, Ecuador, Paraguay, Uruguay, Brasil, Venezuela, Argentina, Bolivia, Chile y España. Reflejan una variedad de culturas distintas y valiosas que que han enriquecido nuestra comunidad en forma notable. Dado que los hispanos continúan siendo la población con más rápida tasa de crecimiento en Oregon y representan el 12% de la población, en Portland hay más de 60,974 personas de origen hispano que representan el 10% de la población. Mientras que la población general de Portland creció un 1.2% en el 2013, la tasa de crecimiento de la población hispana de la ciudad fue del 6.9% en el mismo año. Dado que los hispanos han contribuido a la economía de Portland con un sinnúmero de aportaciones en las áreas de comercio, ciencia, tecnología, servicios públicos, salud y otras. Al día de hoy, su poder de adquisición en Portland es casi 4,000 millones y continúa aumentando. Dado que Portland reconoce las diversas organizaciones, instituciones y personas que ayudan a los hispanos a superar desigualdades como salud precaria y bajo rendimiento escolar para asegurar que continúan prosperando sus comunidades. Dado que los hispanos representan un 3% de la fuerza laboral del ayuntamiento de la ciudad de Portland, la Asociación de Empleados Unidos Latinoamericanos, ULA, ha sido restablecida recientemente para poder atraer más hispanos a trabajar para el ayuntamiento de la ciudad. Por lo tanto, hoy yo, Charlie Hales, alcalde de la ciudad de Portland, Oregon, proclamo que del 15 de septiembre al 15 de octubre de 2015 sea mes de la herencia hispana en Portland. Y invito a todos los residentes a celebrar este mes.
Thank you very much, Carolina. Thank you. Javier.
Thank you, Mayor Hales, esteemed city commissioners. My name is Javier Mena. I'm at the Housing Bureau. Although I have been in front of you many times, I appreciate this rare opportunity to talk to you about an issue other than housing, but something that is equally important to me, I'm very passionate about, and that is the Latino, Hispanic, Chicago community. The city, under your leadership, has emphasized diversity and equity as a key value of what we do and how we do it. However, due to many challenges and pressures, this conversation sometimes gets narrowed. We as a city must strive to consistently expand the lens to ensure inclusivity. Our communities of color, especially those with limited resources and limited access to government, including our Native American, Latino, Asian Pacific Islander brothers and sisters, are negatively impacted by this narrow focus. The Hispanic Latino community, like many others, is a rich and very diverse community. We have a challenging history, in part due to government action and inaction. Many feel marginalized. Some lose their sense of culture and belonging. Now, our immigrant brothers and sisters who have traveled from as far away as Chile or Ecuador, like myself, or Mexico, come to a city they see as a paradise full of opportunity. Yet, I do not believe those opportunities are available to everyone. As of 2013, the city's Latino population is a little over 10%. According to the Office of Equity and Human Rights report, Hispanic Latinos are just 5.1% of the city employees. If you narrow that to leadership and executive positions, it's down to 2.4%. We can do better. We must do better. It is up to all of us, you elected officials, my esteemed ULA colleagues, myself, to maximize the Latino community's potential. In doing so, not only will the city benefit as an employer, but the entire city of Portland will be recognized for the rich, diverse, and welcome community that it is. We have the power to do this. Gracias.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you, Council comments. Just want to say, in order to get the change we want in a more equitable city, we've got to have advocacy in the community and inside city government. So that's why it's so important that our managers and leaders in the bureaus, which you two represent, are being those kinds of advocates, and that we have this affinity group to help make sure that we're advancing our goals in our own ranks and in our own leadership of the city. So thank you.
I'm very happy to work with Amalia Alaconda Morris, our great Latina leader of the Office of neighborhood involvement, and also very much appreciate that Christina Nieves has been participating in your group. She's my executive assistant and has recently been promoted to policy advisor because she's so great at figuring stuff out. And so I appreciate her work with you and the affinity groups that come together under the Diverse Empowered Employees of Portland within the Office of Equity and Human Rights. Thank you for all your work.
Thanks very much. Thank you both.
Oh, I just had one last comment.
Please.
I just wanted to say that we have students here from Portland State University, from Casa Latina. So we have some Latino students here.
Stand up, please. Where are you in the group? Welcome, students. We always break the rules. Thanks, students, for coming.
And just that I hope that we are able to bridge a stronger relationship, specifically with students of color from PSU, so that we can open the doors here at the City of Portland to students that are looking for jobs opportunities. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming.